2 Peter chapter 2 this evening, and we're looking at quite a long passage because Peter, remember, is primarily warning God's people about false doctrine that can creep into the church, and here he is warning us about unstable souls. All right, so where are we here? Verse 10. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh, in the lust of uncleanness, and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord, but these, as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness as they that count it pleasure to ride in the daytime. Spots they are and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity, the dumb ass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. But when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. So unstable souls I'm going to talk about tonight. Let's pray. Lord, give us your wisdom, please, as we go into your precious word. As we have a look at this passage together, may it teach us and give us the warnings that we need, Lord, to stand firm for you and for your faith. And so we are thankful for this privilege and give you this time in your word, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now there's a parallel passage over, I believe, in Jude. No, it's not Jude. Or is it? I don't know. We'll find it later. But God gives many warnings about false prophets, about people that are backslidden, people that are trying to spread false doctrine. We saw that earlier in 2 Peter. For example, if you go to Matthew chapter 7 and verse 15, Jesus warns us that this will happen. And he even says that they will appear as sheep when they're actually wolves. Notice Matthew chapter 7 and verse 15. Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." So these unstable souls, these people that lead Christians astray, can appear initially on the outside as sheep. But it doesn't take long to find out what they're truly made of. And Jesus warns us to be on the lookout. And then if you would look at 2 Timothy in chapter 4, Paul warns us as well that this is the way it's going to be in the last days. 2 Timothy in chapter 4 and verse 3. The Bible says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears." So you see God giving us these warnings about these professed believers that are unstable and that lead other Christians astray. And so he spends a lot of time, as we saw in this passage, and you know, if we had to have a separate point for each one, there'd be way too many points in this sermon, pointing out the characteristics of these unstable souls. Yes?
This is a common teaching false doctrine. Hasn't that always been the case?
It has. Well, this passage here in 2 Timothy 4, it does mention that it is in the latter times. He also says the same thing in 1 Timothy 4. He says, verse 1, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times. So he's just implying that it's just going to keep getting worse. But absolutely, there's always been people that teach false doctrine. There's always been unstable souls. There's always been false prophets. But God has been telling us in His Word that it's just going to keep progressively getting worse. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived, it says in 1 John chapter 3. So we're told in many places that during the church age, it's just going to keep getting worse. So we're 2,000 years down the track, it's worse. So in this passage, God tells us their end. There in verse 12, He says, they shall utterly perish in their own corruption. And in verse 13, it says, they shall receive the reward of unrighteousness. And it looks like they're not saved people, because it says in verse 17, to whom He, the mist of darkness is reserved forever. Which sounds to me like hell. So these are people that profess to be Christians, but they're not. And they're unstable souls. And again, we'll just quickly mention all their characteristics, but the list is really long. Verse 10, walk after the flesh, lust of uncleanness, despise government, self-willed, they speak evil of dignities. Verse 12, they speak evil of the things they understand not. You're going to find they tend to speak evil of a lot of things. Verse 13, they riot in the day. They sport themselves with their own deceivings. Verse 14, eyes full of adultery. They can't cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, covetous practices. And then 15, forsaken the right way and follow the way of Balaam. And we're actually going to look at that next week, but that Balaam was a prophet for hire. And he gave Balak the advice to mix God's people with the world. That's what it means about the way of Balaam. And then it says in verse 18, they speak swelling words of vanity. They allure through the lust, through much wantonness, which that word, and I'm probably saying it wrong, some people say it, wantonness, it means a lack of inhibitions. One of those old time words. And then it says in verse 19, they promise them liberty, but they themselves are the servants of corruption. That's a long list. These unstable souls. And so, what's the answer? Well, the answer is God wants us to be stable. So that when we are approached, or when we are attacked, or when we are people try to deceive us that are unstable souls, we're ready. And we can't be led astray, because we're grounded in our faith. Now, if you would look at Ephesians 4, we'll just look at a couple of scriptures where God makes it so clear that the way to protect ourselves from unstable souls is to be a grounded Christian. Notice Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 14. The Bible says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. No more children. What does God mean by that? He means grow up. If you just got saved, it's okay to be a babe in Christ. But if you've been saved for a while, God wants you to grow up. No more children. Because children tend to be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. That is why you see in churches that don't preach the Word of God, you see Christians bouncing around from this new thing to this new thing. You know why? Because they're still, if they're saved, they're still babes in Christ. Because they never study the Word, they don't get the Word in church, so they're not grounded in the Word. And they get bounced around by unstable souls. Another passage, Colossians chapter 1, just over from Ephesians, a couple of books. Colossians chapter 1, verse 23. Says, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled. So we saw in Ephesians 4 we're to be no more children. We see here in Colossians 1:23 that we're to be grounded. Grounded in the Word. Grounded in the faith. That's God's will. You've heard me say it before, but the cults, their number one recruiting ground is people with some church background. It's not the heathen, if you will, the people that never have been to church, don't care about God. That's not where they get their converts. It's people that have been to church, maybe as a child, or maybe they're going now, but they're not grounded. And these people come to their door and say, oh, I know the Bible really well, and blah, blah, blah. And that's where they get their converts, people that aren't grounded. And they get tossed to and fro by these unstable souls. What's God tell us to do? 2 Timothy 2:15, study. Study to show thyself approved unto God. We're commanded to study the Word so that we are ready when the unstable souls come our way. And then let's look at another passage in Hebrews 5 where we are told that, again, it is God's will that we grow up. These are all the preventative measures that God's given us to be ready when we are faced with an unstable soul trying to lead us astray. Hebrews chapter 5, look at verse 13. The Bible says, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But, verse 14, strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Hebrews 13:9 says, be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines. Warning after warning from God that we need to be grounded. We need to be growing up, constantly growing in our faith, because there are unstable souls out there. Remember, 2 Peter was written to warn us about this very thing. False doctrine, false believers, as Jesus said, wolves in sheep's clothing. One of the devil's number one tricks. You know, Jesus told the parable about the wheat and the tares. He also told the parable about the leaven. He told many parables that imply that during the church age, mixed in with the church and with true believers are going to be false believers. And until that final harvest, you're not going to know which is which. But thankfully, Peter's given us such a long list here of things to watch for that these false teachers and false believers won't affect us, and we'll be able to spot them because God actually warns us to avoid them. Let's look at just three more verses. So Romans 16:17, where God tells us that when we come across an unstable soul, a false believer who's trying to lead people astray doctrinally or trying to use, as we saw, the flesh to lead them away from the Spirit, what should we do? Romans 16:17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. You've heard me quoted before that verse in 2 John, which says, if they're coming into you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house. Neither bid him Godspeed. When the Jehovah's Witness come to my door, I will witness to them, but on the porch. I don't let him in my house, because the Bible says I shouldn't. So we gotta keep that barrier up, if you will. And we're not to bid them Godspeed, because they're going to hell. Why should we bid somebody going to hell a Godspeed? They are spreading false doctrine. They're leading people to hell. So we have to have this ability to stand for what's right. And one other passage, 2 Timothy 3:5, if you want to turn there. I said three more, but we'll just do this last one. 2 Timothy 3:5. The Bible says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. So there it is again. From such turn away. So we're all going to meet and have situations where unstable souls are going to try to impact our Christianity, try to pull us away from the faith. God wants us to be grounded in His Word and ready when that happens. Because it's going to happen. As again, that's why Peter wrote this entire epistle, was to prepare Christians for this deception that will be everywhere. These ones who privily bring in damnable heresies. Remember when we read that passage? Denying the Lord that bought them through covetousness and feigned words, and make merchandise of you and so forth. This is what these unstable souls do. And the devil has a whole slew of them ready to go out there and cause trouble. If we're faithfully in the Word, if we're grounded in our faith, we don't have to be afraid. Of course, we shouldn't be afraid anyway, right? We have nothing to fear. We have Jesus on our side. John, did you have a question?
Fundamentally, they trip up at the cross.
Well, it depends. They can trip up on a lot of things. The deity of Christ. They can trip up on sanctification. I mean, you know, there's some who claim that they believe in the cross, and yet they turn around and say they don't believe in the deity of Christ. The Mormons, for example. Oh, I believe they're very prevalent. Absolutely. And the cults obviously make up a big bulk of them. But the devil's going to keep sending them out into Bible-believing churches as well. And we just need to be strong in our faith. And because we are in the Word, we're able to recognize it when it comes. And mark it, as he said, and avoid it. Don't, you know, I don't think that it's God's will. You know, the Bible says in Romans 16, we're to be simple concerning evil. I don't think it's God's will that we're to go out looking for these people so that we can try to convert them. They're going to come to us because the devil's going to send them our way, and then we can stand for what's right and stand for the Word and stand for the truth. We're to reach the lost with the gospel, but we're not to try to seek out the unstable souls and take them on in hand-to-hand combat. I don't think that gets us anywhere. But it will certainly grow your faith if you choose to go that way, because you're going to be challenged, and it will force you to get back into the Word and make sure you're ready. So Peter here is giving us yet another extensive warning about these unstable souls. You know, remember up in the first part of the chapter, look up there in verse 1, which we've already looked through, but it says they will bring in damnable heresies, denying the Lord that bought them. It says, verse 3, through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. So he started off the chapter saying, there will be false prophets among you. It's going to happen. Now he says, there's also going to be these unstable souls that are trouble. What's the answer? Be grounded. Be grounded in the Word. And you will be ready. Amen.